thank you for tuning in to the Postmodern Realities Podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. I'm Melanie Cogdill, Managing Editor of the Christian Research Journal. It's May 2020, and you're listening to episode 180, which is a short pod blast that's part of a special series during the COVID-19-2020 quarantine. On this episode, I'm joined by Dr. Michael W. Austin, who is the president of the Evangelical Philosophical Society. He teaches philosophy at Eastern Kentucky University, and his just released book is called God and Guns in America. Mike, it's good to have you on.
Yeah, it's good to be on again. Thank you.
Yes, it's been a little while since Mike's been on. Well, we're still in the middle of this quarantine that we have, and I guess from the government, it sounds like things might, quote unquote, get back to normal by the end of the summer. So our series continues to have some journal writers on to offer some words of encouragement. But first, I'd just like to ask Mike, just as this quarantine and shelter in place is, we're going on week five now, as of this recording, what has been both the easiest and hardest thing for you to adjust to in this kind of new normal?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think one of the easiest things is I don't have to worry as much about staying up late, right? Because my work schedule is so much more flexible. So, you know, I can watch Star Trek until midnight and then get up at 8 and it doesn't matter, instead of getting up at 6. So that's easy. That flexibility, but that flexibility in a way is also the hardest thing. I mean, university professors, you know, like myself, we have a lot of flexibility in terms of our schedule, but still it's in many ways parts of the day are fixed. So having the whole day open and a lot of different things that I could do, a few things that I have to do, that sort of indeterminacy gets kind of old. So just in the past few days, I've been more intentional at the start of the day of sort of making my own schedule. And that makes it better.
And I had said on some of past of these pod blasts that we've had, you know, it's also been a time to lament for people. I mean, there's some things that we took for granted that we can't do. I think for myself, it's like, oh, I forgot something at the grocery store. Just pop on over. But now the thought of going to the grocery store, it's such a big ordeal. You want to make sure that you're just not running in for eggs or milk or something like that. So is there something small, it can be anything really, that you lament not being able to do as readily as you used to be able to do it?
Yeah, I mean, in a way, sort of what you would expect, certain times of just being with people. So appreciating teaching in a classroom jumps to mind, whereas like, I love my job, but given my personality, if, you know, I'm pretty worn out at the end of a class or, you know, a day where I've taught three different classes over the day. So I miss that. And I coach high school soccer, so I miss those. We'd be doing some preseason stuff right now. So I miss being out on the field and just having fun with those girls and yeah, just being together with students and my players. I miss it a lot.
So we're having journal authors on, as I said, to just give a word of encouragement or maybe even admonishment or just some food for thought for Christians as they continue to be just on a kind of different schedule, as you mentioned, and just in a different, just the whole world seems different now. We don't have a cure or a vaccine for COVID-19 yet. And so if and when that comes, they'll just have this feeling of uncertainty in our culture and also in the church, because it's changed the way we've interacted as the body of Christ. So what word would you bring to our listeners today?
Yeah, a couple things jump to mind. One is that this is just a time where we're having to, I guess I would just encourage them that it's hard and it's okay, and just to admit that it's hard to feel the emotions you feel, to have the questions that we have, but it is a chance to grow in our perseverance, right? To persevere in Christ, to persevere under trial. Many of us, at least here in the U.S., right, we haven't had to undergo this kind of thing, well, obviously in like 100 years. And so we didn't expect it. We weren't ready for it in many ways. And I'm not talking politically. I just mean, right, in our sort of mindset, right? And so having the myth that the future was pretty locked in, having that myth destroyed can be tough. So I guess I would just say, allow the difficulty and then bring that to God, try to grow in perseverance. And then I would say, And I guess I want to start off with a disclaimer that I've struggled with one of the advice I'm about to give. But we all often think when we were back in our old normal that if I just had more time or more space in my life, I would, you know, engage in this spiritual discipline, or I'd read this book, or I'd do these things. And for some of us, like for me, I have a chance to do that. And because our kids are older, college age are older. And so even though they've been here, right, it's not like someone who's got young kids in the house or is trying to help kids, you know, high schoolers or middle schoolers or grade schoolers go through school, right? And so you've got to fit this into your life the best way you can. But the days that have been really good for me are days where I've set aside and been more intentional about trying some new disciplines or reintegrating some old ones into my life. I read near the start of this, someone suggested journaling, and that suggestion had more to do with just what it was like to go through this, because that'll be of interest to people in the future and, you know, to your kids and grandkids. But I've tried to go back to journaling, which I haven't really done consistently for a long time. But that's a spiritual practice that's been helpful, kind of processing things, you know, having that conversation with myself and with God by actually, you know, writing things down or typing them, however you want to do it. That's been helpful. So, you know, looking at some spiritual practices, like, it's not nice here today, but we've had a lot of good, sunny, 60-degree weather days. And so I work in the morning, go for a walk at lunchtime, have lunch, and then late in the afternoon, just go out on my deck, sit in the sun, maybe read, maybe just spend some time quiet before God. So my encouragement would be, it's hard, but let's try to persevere, and then let's cut ourselves plenty of grace. But if we can be intentional, for me, being intentional means taking some extra time, you know, 30 minutes or something, to try to, you know, meditate or just pray or just spend time listening to God. For someone else, it might be that 5-minute window of time you have, right, while your kids are eating lunch or something like that. But yeah, just taking the time. I want to look back and say, yeah, it was a difficult time, but I still grew in Christ, right, during that time. So those are some things that come to mind for me as, and what I would encourage people to do.
So try to unpack a little bit for us, like, how somebody would use journaling as a spiritual discipline. For myself, I'm definitely not a journaling type of person, but I know a lot of people have found it helpful. And like you said, there's some people that have really cherished their parents when they've passed away, their parents who are strong Christians, all of their journals. So how would somebody practically do it? Just write random thoughts? Or what's a way in which we can practice a spiritual discipline through journaling?
Yeah, that's a good question, because for me, it's something, like I said, I've done off and on. I'm actually using an app called Day One on my iPad. So some kind of journaling app. It gives prompts for each day if you want those, but it's not really spiritual. So I think here's a way we can use it as a spiritual discipline right now is to, hopefully we've got friends or a spouse or people that we're still communicating with where we can share what's going on. But I think it's useful just to sit down and approach journaling as a spiritual discipline, where it's just me and God, and I'm writing things down. So what did I feel today? When was I frustrated or angry? And kind of process that. Because for me, I tend to ruminate on things and kind of live in my head, which of course has some, that's good in some ways and bad in others. But the process of journaling actually helps you, if you're like me, you can process some of those feelings. And so you can move through some things. So instead of just being frustrated or angry about something, and that just sort of sits in the background for days and weeks, journaling can help you work through it. And as you really just asking God to give you some insight into yourself, into what's going on in your soul. And so when you do that, you see kind of what's going on inside of you, and it helps you take that next step. So maybe I can take that step of, I'm feeling anxious because I thought I was more in control of my life than I really am. And now that I see that's false, it's a new way to entrust more of myself and my life to God. So that's one way. I don't do this a lot. I've done it off and on. Another way is to, my wife has done this in the past, use journaling as a way to, in conjunction with prayer, so actually writing out your prayers as you pray them. So it's sort of like Augustine's Confessions, right? Only not so philosophical and theological, but more just from the heart. That can be a way to use it. I've used it when I go through and one thing I have done a little bit during this time that's been helpful is it's a way of reading and meditating on the word called Lectio or Lectio Divina. It's an old practice, but basically you read and reflect, meditate a little bit, and then pray the scripture back to God and pray what the prayers that are sort of come out of your time reflecting on a passage of scripture. I've done that through journaling. That's helpful. So those are some tips, I guess. But think of it as a time with God, not just a time to write down. It's not like a diary, but think about you and God and your journal together.
I think that's helpful because I think a lot of times people think of journaling and think of that old concept of it's my diary. But if we can kind of rethink that as a spiritual practice and just think about how not just what the word is teaching us and also prayer, but also how we are experiencing particular circumstances at the time, I think that would be very helpful to some people. Well, is there anything else in your spiritual practices that you felt like has been meaningful to you during this quarantine?
Yeah, I have. And this is sort of strange. This is the beginning. I was struggling a little bit spiritually, emotionally, like I think a lot of us are and have been. And this is more stuff that is meaningful to me. I just ended up going on YouTube one night, which I don't normally do. And I was watching some video clips of Bono, the lead singer of U2, talking about his spiritual life. And then I watched some stuff from Eugene Peterson. And those things got me into the Psalms, reading Psalm 40. And so I think if you go into like the lament Psalms, like Psalm 40 and other ones, or reading Lamentations, some of those, all that stuff in the Old Testament and the New Testament, where people give us examples of how to come to God in the midst of suffering, those passages in Scripture they've been much richer and taken on a deeper meaning because my experience is closer to that, right? I mean, I'm a university professor, I'm fortunate to have a good job and really haven't suffered from really any serious illnesses, but to come to the scripture in the context of what we're going through and look at those scriptures and learn how to lament, not to complain, but just to express our pain to God. But in the midst of that, you see the prophets and the psalmists then turn and express faith in God in the midst of that. I think that can be really valuable during this time because American Christians, at least evangelicals over the years, we often tend to be very optimistic and triumphant. And of course, there's good reasons to do that, right? We have hope in Christ. But the flip side of that is, how do we have hope in Christ when things aren't going our way, when things are really completely out of our control? And I think that the Old Testament, Psalms, Lamentations, Jeremiah, even Ecclesiastes, although it's not really a lament, we can feel that experience more in our soul now. So that's something else that's been really helpful to me.
Well, that's a good word for everyone to just really think through very particularly about what our spiritual disciplines look like during the quarantine. Well, finally, I want to end with some fun rapid-fire quarantine-related questions for Mike. So everybody's at home. Are you guys eating healthy food or comfort food?
Depends on the day. I'm going to say both.
And of course, I think there's a little bit more now in stores, but there was a toilet paper shortage. So we're asking people in your family, do you guys hang toilet paper over or under?
I always hang it over because that's the right way. Other people, it's more random. So sometimes I have to fix it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I find that anyone who said that they hang it over has actually gone back and, if anyone puts it on under, gone and changed it back to what they think is the right way to hang it. Well, thanks, Mike, for being a guest on the Postmodern Realities podcast.
Thank you. It's good.
You've been listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. Today's Podblast episode guest has been Dr. Michael W. Austin, who has given us some encouragement during the COVID-19 2020 quarantine. Thanks for listening to this episode and your support for the Postmodern Realities podcast.